did it continue into the third. I was never drunk on the job, never missed a day's work, was seldom rendered totally ineffective by a hangover, and kept my liquor expenses well within my adequate budget. I continued to advance in my chosen field. How could such a man possibly be called an alcoholic? Whatever the root of my unhappiness might turn out to be, I thought, it could not possibly be booze. Of course I drank. Everybody did in the set which I regarded as the apex of civilization. My wife loved to drink, and we tied on many a hooter in the name of marital bliss. My associates and all the wits and literary lights I so much admired also drank. Evening cocktails were as standard as morning coffee, and I suppose my average daily consumption ran a little more or less than a pint. Even on my rare, at first, binge nights, it never ran much over a quart. How easy it was in the beginning to forget that those binges ever happened. After a day or two of groveling remorse, I'd come up with an explanation. The nervous tension had piled up and just had to spill over. Or my physical plant had got a little run down and the stuff rushed right to my head. Or I got to talking and forgot how many I was taking, and it hit me. Always we'd emerge with a new formula for avoiding future trouble. You've got to space your drinks and take plenty of water in between, or coat the stomach with a little olive oil, or drink anything but those damn martinis. Weeks would go by without further trouble, and I'd be assured I had at last hit on the right formula. The binge had been just one of those things. After a month, it seemed unlikely that it happened. Intervals between binges were 8 months.